on the way to my grandmother's, but I deviated slightly to go and sign some paperwork and pay a particular person, a person that means a lot to me, a person whom I think has fallen from heaven with the sole intention of doing sums and filling in columns. My accountant. Yes, I have an accountant, not because it's a luxury that, oh, I'm earning so much money that I can't be bothered to do my own accounts. I'll hire an accountant. He is a necessity. He is a must-have. Numbers. I look at a page of numbers. Maybe it is a form of dyslexia. I'm always dialing the wrong phone numbers, so maybe. But they dance around on a page, mocking me. They dance around on a page, taking the piss out of my inability to concentrate long enough to put them in any kind of shape or form or order. So when it comes to accounts, and in a manner, you can say, oh, check out this accountancy software. It's amazing. And I'll go, how about I don't check out the accountancy software? I get someone to do it for me. Terry is a godsend. He allows me to deliver a bucket of receipts, a folder of paid invoices, and a folder of bank statements. And then somehow, like, there must be a wizard in the back there, somehow they manage to make sense of all of the scribblings and pieces of wet paper that I give him, and he knows now what a Seagate hard drive is, and that it's related to the business, and that I spend an awful lot on hard drives and backing up and all the rest of it, and that every train trip is related to business, and he doesn't understand social media, but he still kind of works from the mind that I'm a media gatherer, a photographer still, and he just does it. He gets it done, and at the end of the year, I have a bill and a little bill to him, and he's very reasonable, and he's wonderful. I love him so much because I hate numbers, I hate accounts. This is a shout out to all the people that can do it, all the people that enjoy it. Do people really enjoy this kind of stuff? I guess it could be like a crossword puzzle. Or a puzzle of some sorts, and therefore you like the challenge. But I get faced with any form, and I just go white. Not because I can't read or write. I blog, albeit it takes me a long time to get anything pieced together that's understandable. Forms. My mind wanders halfway down the form. I've put the wrong thing in the wrong box. I have to start again. I just don't like them. I just don't like them. And it seems the more technologically advanced we get, the more forms seem to be cropping up all over the place. Now they're just mostly online forms, which aren't so bad because your computer tends to remember what you've written. Accounts, though, I don't think I'll ever get them. I think accountants, there will always be a place for you. Not only in my heart, but in my life. Because you sort out all of those woes, all of those number-based woes that I can't get my head round. What a relief to have had last year's tax all calculated, done and dusted. I've just got a bill which is a lot larger than last year's bill. Obviously, people are cottoning on. That's not for me, is it? Nope. Sirens going elsewhere. And yeah, next year, who knows? If I can afford an accountant, yes, I can. Even if the accountant costs more than my yearly wages, I will be paying for an accountant. Relief.